Blog Talk Radio.
This is Clarence Cloverleaf, welcoming you to Cloverleaf Radio. Remember, you can always dial in at 646-716-4378. Be sure to watch your language, please, as we are an all-ages program. But we would be delighted if you would sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account, should you so desire, as it will keep you connected with us. And you can always download the newest episodes for free.
Hey, everyone out there in Cloverleaf Radio Land. This is actor Jeffrey Breslauer, known for my work in The Muppets at Walt Disney World, Police Academy 5, The Adventures of Superboy, and so much more. And you are listening to Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, and gorgeous ladies of wrestling's Gremlina. Enjoy.
Hi, everybody. This is Larry Kenny. You know me best for voicing Lion-O on Thundercats and as the voices of Count Chocula and Sonny the Cuckoo Puffs Bird for Cocoa Puffs. And you're listening to Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, and gorgeous ladies of wrestling's Gremlina.
All righty, we are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I am the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon, and along my side, as always, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling's Gremlina. How's it going, Grimmy?
Hey, Jimmy, and just wanted to give a thanks to all those who served and gave their lives for their country on this Memorial Day.
Absolutely. A lot of great veterans that fought and gave their lives for this country during countless wars over the hundreds of years. Almost a hundred
exactly.
Thousands, but I can't really remember wars that happened 100,000 years ago. But oh, wow. How's everything been with you?
Awesome. Got some irons in the fire. Pretty soon there will be a Gremlina t-shirt for sale.
I saw that, designed by Corey Burton, if my mind serves me right.
The designer with the most.
Absolutely. Corey's done a lot of great stuff for us and really helpful with his artistic talents.
Oh, definitely, and I reached out to him, and I think he came up with some rockin' designs.
Very cool. It's not always easy trying to go through the creative process with everything.
No, I had an idea in mind, but I have no artistic talent whatsoever, so...
I don't really either. I have a gift of gab.
I've seen some of your artwork. They're great. What are you talking about?
Well, it's not really art. It's I basically just do it on paint. It's like it's not really freehand. It's not really art. It's more of a creation, I guess. I couldn't do anything freehand. That'd be difficult. Well, I don't
so
know where
are you enjoying this beautiful
is.
Weather?
I am. It's been pretty nice. And people are at it on the starting to come out on the deck at Sonic and eat their food and have their drinks. So it's getting lively.
Awesome.
Yep. How's everything in state government?
The usual politic and red tape, but we get through.
Yeah. Puppies are going crazy.
Is that Lemmy? Lenny?
Lenny's Lenny and all the others. We have quite a few. Nine to be exact.
That's quite a menagerie.
Yeah. It's something. That's for sure. Well, I'm not even sure what to talk about. I guess I could plug some of the shows we have upcoming as soon as I find that. There we go. Looks
okay.
Like after today, I'm going to be back May 27th for Season 3, Episode 13 of The Hollywood Connection. We'll be welcoming actor Mike Pollack a.k.a. the longest voice of Dr. Eggman for Sonic the Hedgehog. Unfortunately, Jane Park Smith is missing in action.
What?
And I say that lightly because I have, her Facebooks are gone. Her husband's Facebook is gone.
That's
people
not
that
good.
I know, mutual friends in the entertainment industry, haven't heard from her.
Okay, I hope she's all right.
I do too. I'm going to try to find her email address. I need to find her number and call her and make sure, everything's okay with her. Because Jane's not one to just up and disappear. It's kind of a lot. But I hope she's okay.
Yeah, well, keep everybody posted on that.
I definitely will. After the 27th, you and I will be back the 28th with the return of former undercover DEA agent and author Robert Mazur.
He's always an interesting interview.
Oh, absolutely. It's always nice knowing what kind of scumbags existed back in the good old days of the cartels and the drug lords in Colombia.
Exactly.
After that, we are going to be back on the 30th with actress and model Chanel Ryan, known for her work on Basketball, Hollywood Sex Wars, George Wallace, The Witches of Oz, The Extreme Gong, and numerous others. And then
cool. On
June 2nd is actress Melanie Robel. So,
wow.
There you go.
It looks like we're going to be busy for a while.
We are. I don't foresee us not having something to do, that's for sure.
Don't we have a show on the 15th of June, too?
Yep, we do. That is going to be, I can't think of the specs. Tristan West has been rescheduled for June 15th.
Cool. Day before my birthday, that's awesome.
Yep, I got to get you a birthday bash going, sis.
Oh, Lord, those are always interesting.
I'm starting it up now. I'm starting the emails. Grimlina's in on the first one. There's Mac McMurray. Got to get him involved by Nikita.
I know. I miss
people
Nikita
that are always
and
up
Mac.
For parties.
Who?
People that are always out for get-togethers and parties.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely.
But anything else up with you?
No, just been talking. Actually, been talking with my Glow sisters a lot, trying to get some stuff nailed down for the Afterglow Fan Party, East Coast Edition. Some other irons in the fire, which I can't talk about right this minute, but as soon as I have further information and the girls give me the okay, we will definitely be telling everybody about it and maybe getting a couple of ladies on here to talk about it.
Well, that would be cool. I always like talking to the Glow sisters.
Yep, and they just came off a successful visit at RuPaul's Drag Con. They all had a blast. They were well received, and they've been invited back for next year. And I've been told I better bring my scaly little gremlin ass out there myself. So you never know.
That is never good. Getting the gremlin out in the open.
Hey, when the Glow Sisters command, you have to listen.
Yeah, that is true. You can't really get into it with a bunch of crazy woman wrestlers.
Especially when one is Daisy, who is 6'2" and has already dumped you in a trash can once. But that's beside the point.
Well, I guess our special guest isn't going to show up, so I guess I will just just get off and end the show, and I guess hopefully we'll be able to reschedule with her.
Well, you know, given the recent passing of her father, maybe, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely, a lot of people have been staying very close to his passing, so, you know, if something was up, I can understand, because death is something that we never fully get over in our lives. We just kind of learn to cope with it.
Yeah, I heard the shocking news about comedian Ann Mirra passing yesterday.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's mom, Jerry Stiller's wife, very funny lady.
Yep. The price of getting old.
Yeah.
You find that your childhood icon, legends.
We don't make it out alive, that's for sure.
Nope. But, well, if you want to wrap this one, we will call it a happy Memorial Day, and I will see everybody on the, what date again, the 28th?
Let me look here just to 28th. Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm putting it in my planner, giving myself an alert. I'm going to tell my boss I'm not working late that night, although they don't seem to listen to me very much. And we will see everybody on the 28th.
All right, Grimmy. Well, thanks for joining me as always. It's always fun catching up with you.
Oh, yeah. And everybody have a happy Memorial Day. Enjoy your barbecues, but remember why we're celebrating.
Absolutely, and be safe. Don't do any drinking and driving. Don't harm anyone else or yourself, for that matter.
Exactly. And this is Grimmy saying happy Memorial Day, and talk to you on the 28th, bro.
All righty, Grimmy. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Have a great night. Bye, Grimmy.
Bye.